So she's going to be on this phone. We want to make it, you know, maybe scoot in so you can hear. But let's try to, you know, keep it a little quiet so we can hear her.
My name is Sylvie McAdam. I'm in London, England right now. What I just said in my language is I'm thanking every one of you, and I shake your hands for in support and in gratitude. I'm so grateful to all of you for your support. I also want to thank your elders that are in attendance, all of our young people, the children, and everyone that is here to take on the event, come and witness the creative resistance of our people. And this is what Idle No More is. It's a creative resistance, and we're defending all of our lands and our waters because our Mother Earth needs that protection and defending. And I'm so proud of every one of you. And I'm so humbled and grateful to walk with you in this journey in our resistance. I also wanted to say that I'm calling all the way from London, England, and our allies over here understand how important our work is and how important this journey is. Our task is not done. Our duty and our responsibility as stewards of the land and the waters has only begun. For Canada, what we call Turtle Island, our work is going to begin January 28th when Canadian Parliament resumes. Bill C-45 is the first bill. There are 8 more bills that are going to be going through that are worse than Bill C-45. So our work is not done, because once the waters are contaminated here in my people's territory, it will affect the waters of your people where you are, because we all share the same water. This is a short message that I want to bring to you. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you. I am grateful to you all. And I hope that we'll continue this until our Indigenous sovereignty is respected and utilized every day, because that's what is going to protect our lands and our waters. So I want to thank the elders and ask them to light a sacred fire on Monday, January 28th. And for those of you that are unable to light a sacred fire, I ask that you light a candle and say prayers. And let's call on the Creator and our spirit keepers to guide us that day. Peaceful gathering throughout the world, so that people will recognize again the importance of how we must stand in unity and solidarity and in peace. Hai hai, kinanaskum na.
All right, big aho for Miss McAdam. Oh, thank her for all that they've sacrificed. Teresa Spence sacrificing her life, literally, for the cause that she believes in. And it's the protection of all things sacred. Protection of all of our families, our rights, and especially our Mother Earth. Again, one more time. Oh, for the...